In late October, a coalition of organizations across Kentucky launched a statewide campaign called Liberation Identification. They want the Kentucky legislature to mandate that every person released from a jail or prison within the Commonwealth must be sent on their way with an official ID. Selena Coomer is the assistant director for the Prisoner's Hope Ministry in Louisville, Kentucky.
So when people are released and they come to us, we, you know, have the task of getting them housing and job placement. And without an ID, those things are pretty much impossible. It interferes with any assistance needed. So to get food stamps, counseling, any kind of medical attention, most people coming out of the prison system or any institution usually come with a slew of medication. And without an ID, they can't even go to a clinic, a healthcare clinic that operates on a sliding scale. I think the most important reason why access to IDs is important is, number one, dignity. You know, when they leave an institution and they don't have an ID, they're given their bed tag, which has their mugshot and their DOC number on it, or their cool sheet, which is a Kentucky online offender lookup, and it has their mugshot and all their charges. And that's what they're given as an ID to start their new life. And it's so embarrassing. You know, like, I wake up with a slew of issues every day. You have no clue of what they are because I haven't told you what they are. Imagine coming out the gate and having to start off with, you know, your issues in your hand saying, please hire me or please give me a place to live. Pretty embarrassing. I think that, you know, we strip them of everything while they're inside and do nothing to help build that back up before they leave.
Carmen Mitchell is a policy analyst with the Kentucky Center for Economic Policy, who focuses on criminal justice issues.
In Kentucky, we currently have about 30,000 people who are incarcerated in jails or prisons. So you think about those 30,000 people, they will be returning to their communities one day. And these are Kentuckians, these are our neighbors, you know, these are our people in the state, and we want them to be successful when they return. And we definitely don't want them to return back to jail or prison. And so, according to a report that was published around the end of 2019 from the Kentucky Department of Corrections, we can expect probably about 41% of people who have been released to return within 2 years. And that's a problem, of course. And for many of those folks, we know that it's very likely that they'll return if they can't access those basic needs and services. So when I have this conversation with other people in the community, I prompt them to think about their own lives and how central to our daily existence that having an ID, you know, is. And so you think about employment papers. You have to have forms of identification to fill out your employment papers. When you go to the doctor, you need an ID. It's just, you know, when you're driving, of course, you'll want to have your ID with you. So really, it's a crucial part of being successful when you leave jail or prison. And so that's why this is such an important issue.
The Liberation Identification Campaign launched on October 29th with a Zoom webinar hosted by the ACLU of Kentucky. You can find out more about the campaign at metrounitedway.org/liberationidentification. Again, that's metrounitedway.org/liberationidentification. For WMMT, I'm Ray Geringer.